Welcome back to Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. I'm your host, Isaac Weishaupt, and we're bringing you the March Monthly Microdose. Yes, the show you've all been waiting for. This is the third installment of the Monthly Microdose. This show is a little bit different than the other shows because what we're going to do is very briefly recap the shows from the past month, talk about what I'm doing personally in my life, as if you care, some of the films and music I've been consuming, and then some future shows and future plans for our community. All right. Now, previously in February, I told you, I said, hey, the vision of these monthly microdoses are 15 to 20 minute episodes. And I promised you that I would get back to that length for March, but I lied. We're going to do a lot of talking today. Turns out I like to talk to you. All right. If you're watching the video, I'm wearing one of my many great t-shirts, Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture. This is the 70s Ringer t-shirt. I've got more shirts on the way, so stay tuned. Stay subscribed to my Instagram because I'm going to thirst trap model all the shirts I got coming. I got some cool designs coming. You're going to love it. I got a 3/4 sleeve just in time for summer. I don't know. Don't ask me. And yeah, so let's get into it. Let's get into all the things. Oh, and another big announcement. April 6th, I will be on Instagram, a live Instagram at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, April 6th. You have to follow me, Instagram.com/IsaacWeishaupt, link in the show notes. Or you can go to allmylinks.com/IsaacW to find all my links, as the name implies. What am I going to announce? Something big for our community. The truth is, it's just a sales pitch. But I want you to be there for it, all right, people? Now, it's a big to-do. I don't know. You'll see. You'll find out. let's talk about March. First, I don't do as many interviews as I'd like to. I've had several people reach out to me, and sadly, I feel bad. I have to decline a lot of them. But Sean Atwood, I've got a sort of, a grandfather clause. If I've worked with you in the past, I try to fit you in a little bit better. But my apologies out to several of you out there trying to line up with me. It's a weird time in my life. Long story short, give me 6 to 12 months and I'm going to try to get back onto the interview circuit. I haven't been doing good at that. It's not a good, strong point for me right now because my schedule is too thin. Now, that being said, Sean Atwood reached out. Me and him go back. And they told me, they said, well, I actually did two shows with him, right? I did one show where we talked about aliens and such, and we weren't supposed to. We were supposed to talk about Kanye West and all this crap. But we talked about aliens for the full show. And strangely enough, the guest after me was the legend, Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator, one of my favorite shows of all time. I wish I could have stuck around the virtual studio to talk to Chris Hansen, but you can catch that on Sean Atwood's YouTube. Anyhow, they immediately reached out to me afterwards and said, Isaac, we got to get you back on. They did a little poll survey. Everybody wanted more. So I immediately went back on Sean Atwood. He did a 50th episode of Atwood Unleashed. Because these Atwood Unleashed are more of a longer content show. That was a 6-hour show he did, the 50th episode, right? And yours truly was on there. So thank you if you tuned in and listened to that. I know I recognized a bunch of the names when he was making it happen. So let's go over to social media and pop culture events. These are some of the things that I've tweeted or Instagrammed about but didn't quite make a show out of. Jordan Maxwell died, so that sucks, right? And the bummer is, I had actually just subscribed to Gaia on Amazon. Shout out Jeff Bezos. Jackass. Jordan Maxwell, he died, and he's on Gaia. I'm actually watching, he's got a whole series on symbolism. That's great, you know, he's a legend in this field. Now, to be fair and to critique him, to critique a dead man, I guess. The thing I don't like about the symbol show is that he's not backing it up with the citations. That's what I want. Because he's saying a lot of things, and I'm like, okay, cool. I want to get behind that. But I don't see all the references. There's some references, so, like, to be fair. So that being said, someday I would love to do a show on symbolism with sources and citations. Maybe. We'll see, right? All in the works. Stick with me. Give me 5 years. We'll make it happen. On my Instagram, I posted some really cool stuff from you guys and girls and unidentified genders. All you people. All you human beings out there. For example, my man Skinny Fresh, right behind me, if you look on this studio wall, you'll see a massive work of art. My man Skinny Fresh has been working on this down in Texas for 2 years. He took it on stage at the tinfoil hat that they did down in Dallas and had Eddie Bravo sign it, Sam Tripoli, XG, Johnny. And he's been working on this, and it's all related to content on this podcast. It's insanely cool. And then me and Josie signed it to complete it and seal it. And then I framed it and put it on the wall here. But I've got a zoomed in version of it. You can check out on my Instagram. You can check out all the cool little references. Bonus points if you can catch all of them. There's a lot. All right. There's a lot. My man, he's been listening very closely for a long time. All right. Then another listener, Barry. Shout out, Barry. He sent me this badass bag. This is like a little tactical bag. I put a picture of that online as well on Instagram. In fact, I already used the patches. There were some patches on there. Some tags, if you will. And I actually already used them. I put them on my running vest. I had a weighted vest I was running with. I say was because I hurt my hips. Because I'm not supposed to be running. But there I was out running with my weighted vest with my Isaac Weishaupt tag on there. I did a poll on what you guys thought was going to happen March 22nd, which is 3/22, right? That's the day of the Skull and Bones logo of Genesis 3:22 of man becoming God. One of these occult significant days. And one thing that did happen was President Joe Biden, he used the phrase the New World Order. He said the New World Order is coming on. And of course, as you could imagine, the truthers had a field day with that. Rightfully so.
I think, you know, my mother had an expression, out of everything terrible, something good will come if you look hard enough for it. I think this presents us with some significant opportunities to make some real changes. You know, we are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy. Not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. As one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it. So anyway, I'm going to hush up, Mary, fire away.
And I got to wonder, like, this is the president, right? Don't they have script writers and people who advise and say, hey, don't say these words, whatever, right? There's got to be someone on his team that's like, hey, buddy, don't say the New World Order thing. They're going to go nuts. They already think you're a lizard person. But he did. There he went and did it. Pusha T from the rap group Clips. He made a McDonald's diss song for Arby's. Using the same beat that I think he previously had used to make... No, Pusha T previously had helped make the song for McDonald's, I guess. I don't know. Who cares, right? It's fast food. It's all poison. I did a poll on my socials about, do you leave tips? I'm spitting everywhere. Do you leave tips at the fast food places? For instance, there's a place called Crumble Cookies out here in the great state of Utah. And I think I assumed they were nationwide. I guess they're not. They're in several states, though. And they make a phenomenal cookie. This is not an endorsement or an ad read for them, but I will say I'm a cookie monster, all right? And crumble cookies are my thing. That's my kryptonite, right? Here's my problem, though. Every time I go to check out, and this is something you see in a lot of places now, a lot of like fast food type restaurants, not even sit down restaurants, just places you go, they'll swivel that screen around and they'll be like, oh, just got a couple questions for you here, buddy. And they're standing there and they're staring at you and it's like, they want a tip. And they keep bumping up these numbers. It used to be 10, 15, 20%. Now it's like 20, 25, and 30%, which is fine. The service industry requires tips to survive. Josie, she's a hairstylist. She gets tips. Tip your hairstylist, folks, 20%. But for me, I'm like, yo, I'm ordering like four cookies. Do I really need to? I'm already spending $16 for four cookies or whatever it is. A guy like me, I don't look at the price of cookies. I just buy them. Not to brag. But it's insane. It's like $16 or something like that for four cookies. I'm like, whatever. Take my money. This is my kryptonite. I don't know what to tell you. It might as well be a crack rock. And I'm like, do I want to leave another $3 or $4 for a tip? Like, doesn't Crumble pay their employees? And you could apply this logic to any other sort of fast food type chain restaurant-y thing. And it depends, right? It depends on how sad I'm feeling for the workers. Sometimes I drop that tip, and then the other times I'm like, you know what? No tip. But I feel like a jerk doing it, right? Because I've always tipped people, always. At restaurants, though. Restaurants where they'd serve you. Like 80% of you don't tip either. So that's good, right? I felt good about that. I was like, okay, well, that's good. But I still feel kind of cheap and kind of feel bad because I'm always like, look, I'm a real Jack and Diane, John Mellencamp, Bruce Springsteen kind of blue collar guy, right? I grew up with that 80s fantasy of the real salt of the earth, working class are the good people and the rich elitist are the worst people. And that worldview sticks with me. So I feel bad not tipping them, but I'm also kind of like, yeah, but I've worked a lot of menial jobs and they've never, and this isn't a tip situation is the thing. Well, ironically, I talked to someone who works at Crumble Cookies. There's someone I know. I'm not going to name names. Somebody I know, and she works at Crumble Cookies. And not only did she tell me that when you work there, you're like surrounded by it and it loses its appeal, which I think that's what I need to do to get over my cookie addiction. So she's like, look, I don't even eat them anymore. But she said, I asked her about the tips. She said, no, you don't have to tip. She says the tips are generally there for the people that do large catered orders. So if you're doing a larger order or some weird specific, I need you to spin the cookie 270 degrees and flip it upside down and whatever. If you're doing some weird stuff, sure, drop a tip. But if you're just ordering a little box for 10 cookies or whatever, don't bother. So there you go. Straight from someone who works there. Now, maybe she was just being nice to me. There you go. That was way too long to talk about tipping for cookies. Gordo from Those Conspiracy Guys. He shared with me an image that I posted on my Instagram, and I found this really, really cool. This is the stuff, this is what makes me stick around with all the heartache and drama and cancels and comments of people hating me. This is what makes it all worth it. Apparently, someone took my book, because Gordo's doing some kind of lecture circuit thing, right? Over there in Scotland or UK or whatever. You know, in America here, we're just like, I don't know, over there in the United Kingdom somewhere. And apparently someone brought Use Your Illusion 2, my second Alien book, to a convention to one of his lectures and shared it with someone else and let Gordo know about it. So, I mean, that's dope. I love that. Kind of shocked they did that. That's one of the most expensive books I have because of the colored images in it. So, shout out to whoever did that. Finally, Justin. Shout out Justin. Yeah, I posted this on my Instagram. You got to see this. He was on the front page of his newspaper in Massachusetts there, right? They had an article on the front page about the place where he worked. A bunch of machinists and stuff like that, right? And there he is working on a machine, and plain as day, the shirt he's wearing is none other than the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture shirt, the one that has these nerds are going to kill us variant, the first shirt that I ever did, which I've got more coming, more sizes coming, by the way. By the time you hear this, they might be in stock. So we were on the front page. We made it to the front page of the newspaper, baby. You got to see that to believe it. Huge. This has been an unbelievable month, to be honest. We were winning so hard this month. Tiger blood all month long. Moving along, movies and music that I've been consuming, as if you care. Machine Gun Kelly's got a new album, Mainstream Sellout, and it's fire. I love it. You know what? Pop punk isn't necessarily my thing. I loved Blink 182. I loved Machine Gun Kelly's last album, which was his transition into pop punk. Tickets to My Downfall, it's called, which has a great like 30-minute movie on YouTube if you're into this that you should check out. It's got Femme on there. Got my girl Femme on there. And she's not on this new album, which would bum me out. But it's got two Lil Wayne features. It's even got a great song with Willow Smith. It's great. I don't know how the guy's doing it, but he's crushing it. He's killing it. Who would have thought? You know, you told me 10, 15 years ago that I'd be listening to Machine Gun Kelly playing a guitar way more than Eminem, and I would have told you you're crazy. But here I am. I'm always picking on Eminem, you know? I don't know why. Movies. I watched a ton of movies this month. And if you don't follow me on Letterboxd, you can do that. It's like a Yelp for movies, kind of. You just kind of leave reviews. There's no commenting, no social media real element. And you can follow me over there. Link in the show notes. Go to allmylinks.com/IsaacW. Here's the movies I watched. Studio 666. Yes, the Foo Fighters movie, comedy horror movie. Shockingly, reflection of real life. I'm going to talk about that in April. Be sure to tune in April 6th to my Instagram at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I'm going to tell you all about the future shows for April. Ominous foreshadowing. Cue it up. All right, but I left reviews for all these on my Letterboxd. Studio 666, a movie called Shame, which was crap, about a guy who had a sexual addiction. Somehow they found a way to make it boring. Don't ask me. Deep Water, that was a winner. That was on Hulu. Ben Affleck. I thought that was a great movie. Irreversible. Now, this one comes with a huge trigger warning. This was one of the most brutal films I've ever seen. If you're not into horror movies, if you're not into feeling really weird and gross and icky, absolutely, without a doubt in my mind, do not watch it. It's, you know, someone put me on to this director. I won't name her name. Let me look it up for you here. But hold on. I don't know how to spell irreversible. It's like a weird French name. Gaspar Noé. Anyway, it's a 2002 movie. It stars Monica Bellucci. But I got to warn you, it's not for everyone. It's got a brutal, insanely brutal, two brutal scenes in there. One is a... anyway, look it up before you watch it. But if you're talking about evoking emotion and feeling, it's a masterpiece in that sense because, man, you watch it and you're just like, ugh. What am I doing with my life? What is this? Okay, moving on. Fresh. Watched Fresh on Hulu about cannibalism. Tune in April 6th. I'll tell you all about April. We're going to talk about Fresh. I watched Salem's Lot 2. Yes, there was a sequel to Salem's Lot. Is it good? Absolutely not. It's terrible. Read my review. It's pretty funny. I try to make the reviews funny. Try to keep them short, pithy. Like Bill O'Reilly said, keep it pithy. And I try to keep it funny. And that one's pretty funny. So you got to check that one out. The Dark and the Wicked, another winner. It was like a blend of Hereditary and The Exorcist. Great movie. Scary. Robin Redbreast, that's like an old folk horror-esque movie. Really good. It's got the DNA of Wicker Man all over it, if you're into that. Hellbender, great movie. It was somewhere between good and great. Good plus, we'll say. Then also on my letterbox, I ranked the movies that I analyzed in Use Your Illusion 2. All right. For you hardcores out there, if you want to know, it's all in the letterbox. Now, let's talk about all the shows we did in March. It was busy, busy, busy. We did a bonus show for supporters only. TMZ Illuminate show. Putin. Yeezy. Disney tarot cards. And that old Oopstein. We started talking about Dugan, but you heard more about Dugan when I did the two parts of the Russia Dark Arts shows. Kanye's Yeezy video symbolism. Disney's co-opting of the tarot card. Epstein news, because old Melinda French Gates, she confirmed basically that her beef with old Billy Boy was because of Jeffrey Epstein. Yes, that's why they got divorced. Now, what's ironic about all that? Okay, that show, I analyzed Ye's Yeezy video. It was actually the second version of that video. And I didn't know that it existed until Ian on my Patreon, he said, hey, check out the Yeezy video for Human Furniture. And I thought, I've already seen the video, bro. I didn't see no Human Furniture. And then I looked it up. I was like, oh, I'll be damned. There's a second Yeezy video. Because the first one had Pete Davidson's head getting lopped off, you remember? And here's where it gets bizarre. I don't think it was 2 weeks after that. I'm at the grocery store. And here comes Ian. That's right, Ian from Patreon. And I don't think he's stalking me. No, I don't think. It was just pure synchronicity, bizarre. Because I hear someone yelling, Isaac, Isaac. And I'm like, yo, who the F is this? And he's like, it's Ian. And I'm like, I don't know, bro, sorry. You know, because there's a lot of people on my little team here. You know, some of these episodes hit 60,000 people, so there's a lot of people. And Ian told me who he was. He's like, yeah, I told you about Yeezy. And I was like, oh, okay. But I didn't remember where I read that. I mean, I read comments all over the place. It's really hard to keep track. And upon review today of me preparing for this show, I saw that it was on my Patreon. I said, holy crap, this guy's on Patreon too. I didn't fully understand the gravitas of what had happened there. Very strange synchronistic moment for me and Ian there. He said it was odd, and I didn't really get it. I remember him saying, like, this is really weird, because you just had shouted me out, and I didn't really remember, you know? Anyhow, very strange moments. Show recaps. Okay, let's get into all the shows. We did an Elon Musk and Grimes Saturni and Death Cult show. Nothing new to report there. We did the Kanye Human Furniture from Yeezy thing. Nothing new. You know, Kanye seems like such old news now. I'm recording this on Wednesday, March 30th. So by the time you hear this, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of weird developments in all these things. So don't hold it against me. But yeah, Kanye's faded into oblivion. All of a sudden, it's Will Smith and Chris Rock. On Breaking Social Norms, I don't like to plug Breaking Social Norms over here all the time because I know it's a very triggery show. A lot of you don't like it, but some of you love it, all right? No matter what your stance is, you got to check out a show we did on aliens because that one was a real banger. And as you know, because Josie's role, and this is very reflective of our real life, Josie is very much the normie sheeple, right? She doesn't believe none of this. Well, I don't want to say she doesn't believe none of this stuff. She has a hard time believing a lot of these things that we talk about. And I kind of live in the conspiracy world. So I'm literally straddling the normie world and the conspiracy world, which is where I get this sort of unique perspective of trying to keep it within the rails of rationality. All right. Keep it out of the two echo chambers and into the truth zone, right? The Isaac truth zone, we'll call it. But she had some great questions about the aliens, and we answered a lot of them. So I thought that was really good. If you have questions about the alien agenda, check out Breaking Social Norms. It was a bazanger. Russia Dark Arts, we did two episodes on that. the comments, oh boy, the comments. The Rockfin people certainly did not appreciate it that much. Most people liked it, right? Like most of the things I do, most people like it. But some people, man, they don't like it when I'm talking bad about Mother Russia. I don't know what to tell you. And that's not my intent. I'm just trying to point out the occult world dominance global agenda that could be behind the Russian thing, right? With Alexander Dugin. That's all I'm saying. I don't think Ukraine's a bunch of good guys, right? I don't know anything about Ukraine. Do they got some kind of weird neo-Nazi militant group in there? Sounds like they do. Sounds like they do. All I'm saying is if some other country comes and invades my country, better get ready to catch the heat, boy. And that's America, right? We're strapped. We stay strapped. They know they're not coming in this piece. We talk real tough, don't we? That's a Cowboys. Oh, boy. Okay. Speaking of Rockfin, Inside the Mind of a Conspiracy Theorist, that's a show I do over there. And I do it once or twice a month. Just depends. Depends how much I can get into. Truth or Drama is my... That's the highlight of that show, right? We talk about truth or drama. And I was joined by the great Mr. Gates and Billy Ray Valentine. Billy Ray Valentine. Shout out. From Haterazzi and Infinite Fringe. They joined me to discuss the drama of a network we were all affiliated with called Aftermath Media. And long story short, Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero, a legend in the conspiracy world, got his start in Utah, by the way. He has this Aftermath, and look, you'd have to hear the whole show, but there's a guy named Rob who ran this online sort of, I don't know, Rockfin YouTube-y kind of thing for conspiracy shows, which had Ground Zero and then a bunch of other shows, which, you know, included Mr. Gates, Billy Ray, Leo Zagami, so on and so forth. I did a bunch of shows on there for Mr. Gates, with Mr. Gates, yeah, I should say, called Parawareness. Maybe you remember that. And some weird things happened, and Rob pulled the plug on Aftermath Online. And they explained the whole story and the drama behind it. So if you wondered what happened to Aftermath, you got to check that out on my Rockfin. And the irony is that day, Clyde Lewis was on Higher Side Chats. Or I should say, Greg released the Higher Side Chats episode with Clyde Lewis. Very strange. And what's even stranger is the next day, Jordan Maxwell died. Because Billy Ray had Jordan Maxwell on his show, if you recall. Billy Ray's always lining up these big-time guests, David Icke, Jordan Maxwell. I don't know how he does it, but go for it, buddy. I can't get David Icke to save my life. Can't do it. I've tried many times. I've talked to David Icke's son personally. Didn't happen. I don't know what it is. The conspiracy gods won't allow it to happen. Taylor Hawkins, the guy from the Foo Fighters, the drummer died, right? We did part one, which, as the foreshadowing tells you, part two is going to happen, right? Brian Moore said that Dave Grohl, in his autobiography, mentions how he did a ritual in the bathroom as a teen to manifest talents. I said, oh, word. And sure enough, I went and bought Storyteller. That's Dave Grohl's autobiography. And I posted it to my Instagram. Check it out. I posted screenshots from the book. Sure enough, Dave Grohl was into all kinds of weird stuff. And it actually goes deeper than that. He was performing in some witchcraft rituals before. And he talks about how maybe he lost his soul. In the book, we're going to talk about it in April. Caleb Helms and Eric Fisher both commented that Dave Grohl apparently plays Satan in Pick of Destiny. Now, I've never seen it. I think that's a Jack Black movie. I think Jack Black's stupid. I don't think he's funny at all. I don't get him. I don't get it. yeah, apparently that happened. I don't know. Spring Breakers. Here's the tragedy of this whole month, all right? I poured my heart and soul into a Spring Breakers film analysis, and it was immediately overshadowed by the slap at the Oscars. Immediately. What do? You know? It's out there, though. In fact, I put a link to my Rockfin. I made it free on my Rockfin because YouTube kept blocking every version of it I had to upload. So I finally said, oh, screw it. And I set it to free on Rockfin, okay? Now, Eric on Instagram, he asked if I ever did a show on James Franco with Abramovich, and I realized, damn, how could I not talk about James Franco in the Spring Breakers analysis? I completely glossed over it. I had tunnel vision on the Spring Breakers alien demon thing. But yeah, James Franco, back in the golden days of blogging on the Illuminati Watcher, back when I used to have the blog going, he was doing Aleister Crowley rituals with Kenneth Anger. How could I forget? I'm going to have to revisit it. Maybe I'll do a whole show on James Franco. There's a lot. He did a lot of weird stuff. Great actor, though. Also, I didn't mention that another idea, Gucci Mane was in the movie, right? And I would argue that maybe he was chosen because he was actually a real gangster. He was actually a real gangster rapper. He really was a drug dealer. He really shot and killed a guy and got off in self-defense, he claims. I don't know. I wasn't there. So I thought, well, that's interesting that there would be an actual sort of bad guy involved with this movie. Like maybe Harmony Crane specifically reached out to him. Cinewave on Rockfin said, and let's see here. Jordan Maxwell had an idea that the Christian Peter or St. Peter had a correspondence to Jupiter, Zeus. So St. Pete's is St. Petersburg. Yeah, so the film Spring Breakers is supposed to take place in St. Petersburg, Florida. St. Pete's, they call it. And it's funny because I actually, the irony is that Jordan Maxwell dies. And the irony is I just watched that episode talking about that. I thought that was interesting. I don't know. I haven't dug into it yet. I don't know if all the things he's saying are true. He seems to push the zeitgeist alternate history events, which has a very anti-Christian vibe, which, look, no judgments here. Maybe, right? Maybe we're all being lied to. Maybe religion is the biggest oppression, the opiate of the masses, as they say. I don't know what to tell you. I always talk about how I struggle with that. I was born indoctrinated into it. And you know what? It is what it is. Organized religion itself has plenty of issues worth looking at. But ultimately, I do buy the idea that Christ was here. And the evidence to me is looking at all the opposition to Christ and the satanic elements of all this art and entertainment. Yes. So, and then Cinewave also said the movie is an hour 33 minutes, which is 93 minutes. And you know what the significance of 93? That is the number of Aleister Crowley's Thelema. Yes, indeed. Finally, Will Smith versus Chris Rock, part one and part two. How many damn shows did I do this month? What was that? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Good night. 11. Busy. News since part one. If you haven't caught up, part one and part two, we talked about all these different conspiracies about the slap. Some news since then, and again, this is March 30th, so by the time you hear this, things have probably gone out of control even further. There's a lot of images of Will Smith putting one hand in his coat, which is the Freemasonic hidden hand symbolism. Yes. Then I was on a YouTube live. A live stream, a premiere, and I got a lot of cool ideas from people. Frightening Me said that Chris Rock was in drag on The Fresh Prince, so I looked it up. Yeah, that happened. Check out my Instagram. And in fact, I found and posted the 3-minute Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle video where he's talking to Oprah about how. Let me back up. Because I forget that some of you are young, some of you are new to the conspiracy world, but Dave Chappelle one of the greatest stand-up comics ever, had a very popular show called Chappelle's Show on Comedy Central. All right. Now, season three had started, and he was offered $55 million by Comedy Central, which was a huge amount of money back then. Still is, right? And he walked away from the show and supposedly went crazy. He went to South Africa, I think. And he came back and kind of laid low for a few years. And then he comes out and talks to Oprah. And he talks about how weird it was that Hollywood tries to emasculate strong black men by making them wear dresses. Like, they think it's so funny. And they tried to make him wear a dress. It was very strange. And he goes through the list, and there's a lot of strong male lead actors that you'll find wearing dresses. Now, is that a problem? Is it a problem for a strong man to wear a dress? I don't care. Knock yourself out. Do whatever you want to do. In fact, as a joke, I've worn a bikini before. There's pictures of me wearing a bikini. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. But it's the image that they're trying to portray. They're trying to keep strong black men down with this stuff, right? And is it a race thing? I don't know. It very well could be. Sometimes they put white men in dresses. I think Bruce Willis was wearing one or something. It doesn't seem to be happening at the rate at which they put black men in it, though. Which, you know, it raises a lot of questions. That's all I'll say about it. But I put the 3-minute video on my Instagram of Dave Chappelle's little speech, because a lot of people, they didn't know. I posted the picture of Chris Rock and the Fresh Prince wearing the dress. And I said, remember what Dave Chappelle said, ... And a ton of comments were like, no, what did he say? And I was like, oh my God, that's right. Like, I forget that not everyone's been in this world for 10 years. You know what I mean? It was a big to-do 5, 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Everyone was talking about it. So I posted that video. Check it out. Justin on the YouTube told me that Will Smith bought the rights to The Alchemist to make it a film. Now, apparently the film has fallen through, but yeah, he's got that magical thinking, right? And then another idea, Will Smith in his autobiography talks about some horrific abuse by his father that he witnessed, and he's traumatized and didn't. And he sort of is replaying this idea that he should have protected his mother from his father. Very sad, actually. Very tragic sort of story there. And maybe it triggered him. Who knows, right? It could be. We do weird things. That's why you got to get to therapy and work it out so you're not slapping people on TV. Oh, let's wrap it up. Finally, shout out to my top supporters. I found out that, here's the thing, all right, on Rockfin, and I've got 3 support platforms where you can support, you know that, Rockfin is one of them, and Rockfin, they give you the capability to give me a tip. This is like crumble cookies, right? I'm your cookie peddler, but much like the girl who works at Crumble, you really don't have to do that, but I appreciate it, right? Scipio, I'm probably pronouncing it wrong, on my Elon video dropped a $100 tip. Hey, yo. That's very nice. That's very generous. Thank you. Then Scipio on my Russia Dark Arts 2 dropped another $100. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Thank you. That's very nice of you. I mean, you guys really don't have to. I appreciate it, though. Catherine Heigl sent $10. Yeah, I guess. Catherine Heigl. I don't know if is it the real Catherine Heigl? If it is, I met her in Salt Lake at the airport once. I didn't talk to her. I let her eat her lunch in peace with her, I guess, her mom. I don't know. Maybe I made such an impression that she followed me to Rockfin. Or maybe someone just decided to make a profile of Catherine Heigl on Rockfin. Who knows? Evan Gill dropped a 50 sack on Rockfin with Spring Breakers. Shout out. Hey, yo. Here's what Evan Gill says. Can you or clone Isaac perhaps do a short review live reaction if you haven't seen the new Rumors music video by Lil Durk and Gucci Mane? If you have any take on Chicago or Atlanta music, that'd be great to hear. Your Young Dolph episode was interesting. Here's the thing. I don't do requests, not because I'm a dick, but because I don't want to set that precedence. You know what I mean? But that being said, I actually had already seen the video because I like that song. and I rewatched it for you, and I didn't really see anything, to be honest. Now Chicago or Atlanta music, I'd have to sort of deep dive into that, right? Then Evan dropped another 50 sack because he's down with the Iceman, I guess, right? Now, let's see. Oh, and one more thing. And shout out to all my tier 4 supporters that are still hanging in there. I appreciate you. Tier 3 supporters. You know, I don't do the shout outs anymore. I know this is turning into a mini shout out thing, so I'm going to chill on that, right? I just appreciate you guys, right? Your generosity is not taken lightly by me, right? But just to let you know, I'm not getting all my tip notifications on Rockfin. So my apologies. If you dropped a big old monster tip and I didn't say anything, it's because I didn't see it. I'm working with Rockfin to see what's up with the notifications because I'm not getting all of them. In fact, the Scipio $100 tips, I didn't even see them on my text message notification. I ironically was just looking at the video comments and saw it. So anyway, thank you everyone for all your support at all levels. If you're a $100 big baller tipper, if you're a tier 4 monster, a tier 3 monster, tier 2, even if you're just a free feed loser, hey, you know what? You guys make this happen. And of course, you know I'm joking about the free feed loser. I'm a free feed loser too. There's a lot of free feed losing I do on all kinds of shows. So no shame in that, because like I always say, and I mean this, right? Take care of yourself before me. You know what I mean? If you're behind on your bills, you got a little money you owe on the credit card, pay that off, man. Don't be giving your money to the banks and these financial elitists. That's what I'm trying to do, is pay off my debts, because I'm tired of giving the banks my money. Right? I want you to do that too. We're all gazelle focused here. You know? If you're, you're always use this example. If your old lady's having a bad day, I want you to be able to buy her the flowers. You know what I'm saying? Make your home a warm, loving place before you start giving me tips and support on the Patreon and all that stuff. But I do appreciate all your support. Genuinely, I mean that. Thank you. Last thing, one more reminder. April 6th, follow my Instagram. Oh, I'm doing the Mano Cornudo. See how easy it is when you start talking and cameras and using your hands? You start flashing little symbols. Maybe it's the archaic remnants. Tune in April 6th to my Instagram, instagram.com/IsaacWisehop, or go to my full links, allmylinks.com/IsaacW, where you can also get a link to my merch, like this beautiful 70s ringer t-shirt. My goodness. Because April 6th, Wednesday, April 6th at 2 p.m. Eastern, big announcement for April 2022. Stay tuned for that. Thank you for listening. Till next time, stay woke.